Let us pray. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. You got another portion of your word. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning to see this day. I'm asking Heavenly Father, go with all our sick and shed in. Those, Heavenly Father, who are traveling, those on their sick bed affliction. I'm asking Heavenly Father, just lift them up in the name of Jesus and let your will be done. Bless those Heavenly Father who are seeking for prayer. We ask you to touch them. Guide them in a way that pleases their sight. Ask forgiveness of their sin. And the Heavenly Father, go out of business this morning. Lift them up. And with those Heavenly Father who have strayed away, bring them back to the fold for the everlasting today. Go out of a leader this morning, Heavenly Father, who will bring forth the message. And then the Heavenly Father, touch him and guide him. Guide him the way that is pleasing in our sight, and forgiveness of sin. Man, Heavenly Father, just be with us and guide us. Those on the sick bed affliction, those on the outside, bring them back in. Our humbling, those Heavenly Father on the outside, just touch him and guide us. Be with us, and forgiveness of sin. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, 489, 489, stepping in the light. 489. I'm just so excited that the study of Job has brought all you people together here. 489, stepping in the light. Let us try to sing. Let us do sing. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping the light by his blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light, pressing more closely to him who is leading. When we are tempted to turn from the way, trust in the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praises each day. How beautiful to walk in the step of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light, walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy, and love. Looking to him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy a journey above. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the step of the Savior, led in paths of light, trying to walk in the steps of the Savior. Upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we shall see him, the King, in his beauty happy, how happy our place at his side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Led in paths of light. Amen. We're going to do one more, and after that, we'll have our special presentation. 488, the next page, standing on the promises. So we just got through stepping in the light. Now we're going to stand on the promises. Let us sing. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fill, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally. Coming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as our all and all, standing on the promises of God. Job, and in the book of Job, we learn that we have a man that's upright, right? A man that is perfect. He is doing the will of God, not perfection as we would say, you know, perfect as Jesus Christ, but as a man, okay? He was upright, and God saw that this was a good man, and when the saints came together, the children of God, that is, came together to offer sacrifices, there was Satan. And God says, hey, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? How he obeys my commandments, right? Good man. And what does Satan say? Oh, yeah, because you put a hedge of protection over him. You blessed him. You gave him all these blessings. I guarantee you, you take everything this man has from him, he'll curse you to your face. And so God allowed the devil to go ahead and curse Job, attack Job, and he did. Took everything he had. He was considered the richest man in Asia. And all of a sudden, he lost everything. Everything was lost. He lost all of his possessions. He lost his social position as the richest man in Asia. And he lost 10 children. He went from being a father of 10, 7 boys and 3 girls, to a father of none. Brother Kelly, I'm sorry, I need your help. I need your help. Tried to do this, but I'm going to need your help, brother. Brother Kelly, I just want you to face the audience here. I'm going to read this. Brother Kelly Lawson, gospel preacher, evangelist, and servant of the Lord's sheep. The Lord's sheep, yes. He's the grandson of the Lawson family of Tennessee, who came by way of covered wagon to Pekin East Side Church of Christ in 1903. Prodigal son of faithful parents that faithfully served this congregation and were married and buried here. Kelly's wagon left the middle of the road, leading him to prison for 9.5 years, where he obeyed the gospel, became a chaplain, helping lead hundreds of souls to Christ. He buried his parents in the 1980s, then answered the Macedonian call in the 1990s, and for almost 30 years has never looked back. He allowed the Lord to use him in order to save this congregation, create a real ministry to the poor and homeless, a place where lost sheep are welcome. He preached the gospel, helping convert multiple hundreds to the truth. He helped create a global radio and internet ministry reaching all around the world, converting multiple thousands of souls to the truth. Kelly helped his saints establish multiple home churches and teaching material to last till the final coming of the Lord. He did this while being a caregiver to Ginger, his ailing wife, battling life-threatening health issues, an assortment of attacks by Satan. He lost his wife, Ginger, November the 28th, 2016, while finding the way to preach the gospel to the entire world. Thanks to Brother Kelly for his love, dedication, and for keeping the wagon in the middle of the road. Given this 25th day of August, 2019, to Brother Kelly and Sister Ginger Lawson, by the Main Street Church of Christ, formerly the Pekin East Side Church of Christ. Brother Kelly, we love you. This is what I just read, plaque for you. And you don't know what this is, but you're about to find out. Hit it, Joe. Take a seat, Kelly.
Hello. This song is for you, Brother Kelly. If a book could be written, I tell you, especially about your life, that book would go up almost to the clouds. This is a surprise for you, Brother Kelly. This video that we're about to make is to show our appreciation and our love for you of all the things that you have done for us, the opportunity that you have given us that no other person would have given us, and how much you mean to us. Brother Kelly, I love you like a father. You're my spiritual father. Ginger was like my spiritual mother, and you have given me many opportunities from coming here and being 18 years ago, being the youth minister, and then after that, being your associate minister, leading singing, being a trustee of this congregation, and being able to feed the homeless. You have helped me to have a bigger heart than I ever would have had if I had never met you, and I understand more Bible now than I ever understood before. And so I just want to let you know, Brother Kelly, that I plan on doing big things in the future, and it is because of you giving me the opportunity. And I pray that God will bless you tremendously. I know your crown is going to be big in heaven. You've influenced a lot of people, and you've helped a lot of people. And this video is going to showcase how much love and appreciation we have for you. Love you very much, Brother Kelly. God bless you.
Lord, I came to church in LA for a barbecue. I just want to tell Brother Kelly I appreciate him. Give me a chance to get back, meet Jesus and everything. I just want to say I love you, brother, and it's good to know you.
Brother Kelly, I don't know how many mistakes I've made since I've worked for you. You only growled at me a little bit, and I was so happy that my boss would just growl just a little bit. He said, if you really make me mad, you don't want to see me growl. But he is the most loving, kindest person I ever knew. If you need something, you know, anything, food, clothing, money, he'd give it to you. And I've been here working for the secretarial department, and I love it. It's not too hard. It's, you know, fun. And we miss his wife. She was a beautiful woman. And we get to see his dog pretty much all the time now. She's a cutie named Sheba. But that's all I can say is that he's the most caring, loving person. And I hope he still is, because I made a mistake and I haven't told him yet. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lovey Jackson. I'm a member here of the Church of Christ, and I've been knowing Brother Kelly since 2005, I think. And before I came here, I was lost, and I was going in circles, mainly just small circles. And I was hoping to find a place that would help me to straighten my life out. I'm not fully straightened out yet, but Brother Kelly has made a big influence on my life, and I still pray that my life will change. But I've been studying the Bible, I've been taking some classes, and if it hadn't been for Brother Kelly, I don't think that this would have ever happened. So I'm pleased to be here, and I hope to continue to be a part of the church and working for the church. And I love you very much. I love your wife and the whole congregation. So I pray that you make your life stronger and stay healthy. And I love you, Brother Kelly. That's it.
Hey, Brother Kelly, this is Steve Wilbur. I came here 3.5, 4 years ago. Come from a place that I thought I was going to get some help, but I found through that main street through Brother Kelly. And I started out picking up paper. Now I'm a security guard. I do mission work. I go out of town with the Church of Christ disaster relief team because of Brother Kelly. And Brother Kelly, I thank you for the opportunity to do these things here. And I done had other people since I met you to come offer me to do things for them, but I got to stay where I started. And I love you, and I love to engender you, and I hope you grow stronger and more healthier so you can keep giving people that opportunity to do these things. But that mission work, I never done nothing like that. I never helped no one until you showed me how through the mission of Church of Christ Relief Team. So thank you.
Well, how y'all doing, Brother Kelly? This is John. And I want you to know, Uncle Henry, that if I'm proud of Uncle Henry, if it wasn't for you, I'd probably be Uncle Henry getting in jail right now, because I wouldn't be here every day. And I appreciate the opportunity that you're giving me and the other guys here at Main Street. And I really want you to know, man, I want you to know, especially because you did more for me and my little brother Keith than anybody else on the stream besides the good Lord himself have done. And I want you to know from my heart, man, that I appreciate you. And I know, you know, that you had a great loss, that you lost Miss Jenny, your companion, but always remember this here, brother. You got us here with you, because we love you. This come from real. This is the comfort. This talk, this come from my heart. And I always will love you, man. And anything you need me to do, just holler. And God bless you, brother. Keep you safe. Boy.
All right, I met Brother Kelly about 8 years ago, and I'm a member of the church. My name is Brother Rick, and he's done a lot of good things for this church, and I'm glad to have him as a pastor.
Hello, Kelly. We love you. Keep up the good work.
Hi, Brother Kelly. My name is Takanar. I'm not a member, but I appreciate you very much. You bring me back to the house of God, and I'm grateful for you. And I just want to tell you I love you, and I'll be sending a lot of positive prayer your way. Thank you.
Hi, Brother Kelly. I'm Alice Ward. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you, and I love you.
Hey, Brother Kelly, you know this, your hard-headed follower, David Butler. I think many times, many days, how young Brother Al would come to me on Sundays and say, I need to come on down and hear the Word of God. And in my mind, I said, well, I'll find the Lord one day. Well, the Lord put it on me. He know where he is at. I'm the one that's lost. And I can never thank you enough for every single day of my life. I appreciate you. I appreciate you all the way to eternity. And I know I'm going to stay faithful just as you are. We can only pray that we can be as faithful as you. Thank you.
Hey, Brother Kelly. I'd like to say thank you for all your words of encouragement and your prayers for me when I was going through the hospital and had to have my recovery from my wreck. And I appreciate you and your heartfelt prayers with my mom, Sister Lou Thomas. I appreciate everything that you have done for her, and I appreciate all your many prayers and words of encouragement. Thank you so much.
Hey, Brother Kelly, this is Sister Thomas, and I think this is really a neat thing. It gives us a chance to give you your flowers now. I really, really admire you. I mean, you have made me feel so welcome from the moment I stepped foot in that door and seeing that sign, Lost Sheep Welcome, because that's what I was when I came here. It was like just a beacon drawing me in. I saw that sign, and I came, and listen, you had preached the sermon, and you was talking about, you know, how God could bring somebody as far as he had brought you, you know, because you like was a gangster back in the day, and how he had just turned your life around, and it just really just resonated with my heart, because, you know, I've been through some things, and I just really felt like, you know, you walk your talk, you walk the talk, and you could have been back in the early days of the church. I can see you there, and I can tell my friends, I mean, my preacher is like a gangster for God, because, you know, that's just who he is. I mean, that's who you are. You just go hard when it comes to the word and saving souls, and you there's no sugarcoating it, and you put it out there, and I really love you for that. And my heart just really hurts for you because you grieve in Ginger's death. I know she's not suffering no more, and you know that. And I just, the example you gave us on taking care of her, you know, when she was sick, and feeding her and everything you did is just so beautiful. And I just want you to know that I'm so grateful to for you to be my minister. Because, like I said, you walk the talk, and you don't play around, right? And your heart is in it. So just know that we appreciate you, and I really love you. And if there's anything I can do, let me know, okay? Okay.
Hey, Kelly, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you, how much I love you. Thank you for your teaching. Learned so much coming here. also want to thank you for your encouragement, most of all for your example and loving others. Let's talk to you. Appreciate it.
How you doing, Brother Kelly? Just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Everything you've done for me and my wife, my family, accepting me. When I was in prison, my mom sent a picture of the church outside, said, "Lost sheep, welcome," and I knew this would be the place where I needed to be. Thank you. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family.
Hi, Brother Kelly. My name is Jamila Littlejohn. I just want to thank you for giving me a really good memory, something I'll never forget. You married my husband and I, so still have that picture with you smiling so earnestly at the both of us in the background. I just wanted to tell you just to keep going no matter how bad each day gets, you know, the God always has you. And everybody here appreciates you and I love you. Thank you so much.
Brother Kelly, this is Chris. I just wanted to say thank you for being on the internet so that I could find the church when I was looking for free acapella music to listen to while I was in my cabin. We hear like gunfire.
Fireworks.
Anyway, from that, you sent me a CD, and then I started looking on the internet some more and sharing with other people. I really couldn't believe what I was seeing, and I had to come see it for myself. I'm so glad to have been welcomed and to be a part of this great ministry that's going on. I keep sharing what we're doing with other people, and it's a continuing work, and everybody plays a part. Joe with the computer work is just fantastic. Internet service, and Stephanie that started it, set it up to begin with, I guess, and a lot to do with it. Brother Eric for his assistant preaching and giving prayers. He's just excellent at it. And Vito, his preaching is excellent, and appreciated the song leading and the prayers. And just everybody plays a part in the office people, and I'm glad to come down and serve. It's my honor. Thank you, Kelly.
Hello, Brother Kelly. It's Brother Webb. I want to thank you for all the many messages you have brought to us. I'm going to tell you, look to the hills and come to your help, because I know all your help comes above. And just be strong and hold on. Never turn loose and let go. Amen.
What do you want to tell? What do you want to tell?
I got one that'll talk.
Yeah. Tell Kelly what you don't want to tell
her. Oh, she says I love you inside. Okay.
Hello, Brother Kelly. This is Evangelist Cole from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just want to say Happy New Year. May God bless you and continue to keep you. May God's face continue to shine upon you and your ministry. It's a pleasure to be here. God bless you.
Hello, Brother Kelly. It's me, Derek Jenkins, the twin brother of Eric Jenkins. Of course, I'm the good-looking one. I just wanted to say, I know I haven't been around in a while, and we used to come here on Turkey Day and feed the people out of the thing in the window and stuff, but I heard about everything going on, and I just wanted to come and tell you I appreciate you taking care of my brother Eric and loving me when I came around, and maybe one of these days I'll be ready to be one of them Christians like y'all. So it's because of you. that I may be ready to change my life. And I just want to thank you, Brother Kelly. That's all I got to say. Bye.
Hey, Kelly. Diane here. What can I say? You've been my friend. You've been my companion in time of trouble. You've loved me when some others didn't. I want to thank you for being in my life. I want to wish you a very happy birthday. And like I said, you can't go yet. If I have to stay here, you do too. I love you, dude.
My name's Emmett Pope. I'm 81 years old, and I've been going to this church 15 or 20 years. When I first started going here, it was called Pekin Eastside. I've known Kelly for many years. He's always risked his own life to help others. And he knows all about food, how to preserve food. He doesn't waste anything. He's real good about the kitchen, and he helps the church and he preaches and does anything that he can to help the church here. Thank you very much.
Hey there, Brother Kelly. I just wanted to say I just really thank the world of you, and you just really mean a lot to me. And I just think back to the summer I was able to spend down here and all the just the one-on-one time I got to spend with you, and that just really meant the world to me, and is really forever going to make an impact on me and shape my life. And just really appreciate just all that you do and the many years that you've served this church. And we just all really love you and want you to know how much we care for you.
Brother Kevin, I don't know how to put this, but I'm going to do my best. I'm just glad that we have, because without you, a lot of us would be lost, very lost. And you have shown me a lot for us, being spiritual, reading the Bible. I wasn't the type of person who read the Bible, but now I do. You know, and I just feel like I have root, spiritual, cause. I want to give you thanks.
Brother Kelly, we met in what I thought was the most incredible stances an incredible way that God could have ever put us together. I came here homeless and gave myself just the ability to go and to help Main Street, and you took me right in. And it's been an incredible journey that I hope will not cease for at the very least 20 years, if not for the rest of my life here at Main Street. Thank you for fighting to bring Main Street to where we are now. And thank you for putting together Main Street as the way it is now, so that we may hope to do God's glory in missions that you've set in front of us. Thank you so much, Kelly. I love you, brother.
Hello, Brother Kelly. I miss you a lot. I want you to take your time on getting back, Brother Kelly, because I don't think I could live without you. You really opened my eyes and taught me so much. I miss you. God bless you. Your prayers are with me.
Hi, Brother Kelly. This is Tanette. I miss you. I love you. Looking forward to you coming back. You mean the world to me. I've known you ever since I was a little girl. So
get better. And I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless you.
Hello, Brother Kelly. Hope you're getting better. Okay, I'll never forget you. You know, from my parents, my family. I just know you're strong enough to get better. Love you.
Hi, Brother Kelly. I love you. I miss you. You have been an inspiration to me ever since I've been to the church. And you have made me want to do better and be better. Get better. I'll pray for you and may God bless you. See you soon.
Hi, Kelly. Just want to let you know how much we think of you and how much I think of you. Definitely look up to you. We're just glad, you know, just all you've done for this church and done for my life. And we just pray and hope that you get to feeling better and definitely take some rest, some much needed rest, just to feel better, Kelly. And, thank you.
Hey, Brother Kelly, we love you. We miss you so much. You get stronger. We can't wait to see you again up here teaching us all that good word. Mwah!
Hello, Brother Kelly. It's been a while. I've been to Atlanta City. I've been up there for a while. That's why you ain't seen me in a while. I've been up there dancing, doing some videos and stuff. But I'm going to pray for you. May God continue to bless you and the best of my knowledge.
Hey, Brother Kelly. I just want to thank you. For just being wonderful to my family and always being there. I can call you anytime, and I know you always have my back. You made such a big difference in my life. I just want to just thank you. If there's anything I can ever do, I'm always a phone call away. And I just want to say this is probably the most important church because it's such a mixed congregation. And when I come here, I feel the love. And your word has just, I love the way you teach and you preach. You make such an impact on me and my whole family. And I love you. I love you so much.
Hi, Brother Kelly. This is Erika, Lewis, and Javon. I just wanted to say we miss you so much. You are so loved. You have always made me feel valued and made me feel important to you, a part of this church, and that's hard to find. We just pray for you that you, for your recovery, your health, strength. We're asking God to give you an extra measure.
Stop working.
Love you.
Hi, Brother Kelly, and I just want to thank you for all the blessings, praying for me and my family, and to give me the word to get closer to God. And I just want to say I love you and I appreciate everything you have taught me. And may God bless you and may your health get better. Bye. Love you.
What's up, Brother Kelly? All right? We're over here praying for you. Hope that you get better. Come on back through, Brother Kelly. And my auntie's over here, but she don't want to get on the camera right now. Come on, Andy.
I already been on.
You heard about the kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, never mind, brother. We're praying for you, Brother Kelly.
Hello, Brother Kelly. This is Brother Peoples, Charles Peoples. I've been knowing you since about 2008. I thank you for letting me come around here and worship with you, praise the Lord with you, and for letting me support your ministry. I thank you for Brother William and other Arthur staff around here. I want to just thank you for your love and your ability. My 6 years I've been on earth, I've never met a more humble person, humble preacher than you, serving the people in the church, and just not being so greedy about money. So I just pray you help be more better. Just thank you for everything you've done. Thank you.
Hi, Brother Kelly. This is Michelle Carter. I want to thank you for loving us. I want to thank you for the membership here at Main Street Church of Christ since 2017. Me and my daughter came, and then you loved all of my extended family as they joined in. And I want to thank you for loving us, and we love you too. God bless.
Brother Kelly, we love you. Well, God bless you. We expect a miracle.
hope to get you back to normal. Because going full speed ahead, you do all the different things in Baptist churches that a lot of people can't do or can't, are not able to do. Bless you, Lord, and God bless you, and hope you get well and very soon. Forgive us of our sins in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Kelly, we miss you. We thank you for your friendship. You know us. We're here for you.
Thank you.
We're glad the Lord's taking care of everything. I want to tell you she loves you too.
I want to tell you I love you, and we hear that you're not resting like you should. So, you know what that means? That means that you're cutting your life short. So, from this nurse to you, you need to be resting. So, that's what we expect. We love you, and we'll see you next time we come.
Amen.
Hello, Kelly. I want to wish you many blessings. You saved my soul and my life. You and Brother William both. You'll always be in my heart and in my thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the day when you come back. Thank you.
Hello, my brother Kelly. How are you in the hospital? I wish you are well, and I like to see you as soon as God prays to you every time. God bless my brother. That's it. All right.
Kelly, we all love you and we miss you. We're all praying for you. And we just hope you get better, gain your strength. May God put a hedge of thorns around you. Get that old devil away from you. We all love you. Bye-bye.
Kelly, I wanted to tell everyone how that I met you in Ginger, 94. And I started coming to the church because I had just moved in this community at this time. And I didn't know anybody over here, but you welcomed me to this church with open arms. And that was a blessing to me, to meet such nice people. My life was really in a lot of turmoil at that time, a lot of confusion, anxiety. And you know, Kelly, as the days came, as I went to come to this church every Sunday, I noticed that you started, how you treated people with compassion and love, and you listened to people. And when I started coming to you and telling you my problems, you took the time to listen to me. You didn't reject my conversation. You didn't turn your back on me. You listened to me. And I know that started changing my life because I knew I had a friend for life, and that was you, Kelly, and Ginger. And I want to thank you from my heart for having you in my life. God blessed me when he brought me to this church. And I want to thank you for being my friend and being here when I needed someone to talk to. Because you have really, really made a change in my life. And I just want to thank you from my heart. Thank you, Kelly. I love y'all.
I'm so glad to be part of this video. You've always believed in me, in spite of my recent history. Thanks to God and thanks to you, my life is better than it has ever been. I've never had such joy and peace or godly purpose as I have in my life now. You're the best friend I ever had. I've never had a brother or sister, but I love you as a brother. Not only a brother in Christ, but as a brother I never had. God bless you. I wish only the best for you. And I look forward to praising God with you in heaven forever.
Brother Kelly, You know, I love you so much, and you've meant many things to me. You've been, of course, brother in Christ, but also like an uncle figure, guiding and educating, very much like my Uncle Bud, and I missed his preaching, and so I get to kind of, sort of, experience that through you, which is a blessing to me, because now he's gone. And so it's more special now than it was then. And you've been a friend, a sounding board for me in times of grief and my trials, and not just my own struggles and sin through walking through my, you know, path, but also with my husband. We've grown through understandings and misunderstandings about Alyssa, and through all this, I feel like we've, you know, grown closer, like blood family. But I love you so much, and I'm so glad that you're still with us, and I hope that you can be with us for a long while longer. Thank you so much for everything you've done, and I wish you many happy birthdays, and of course, you know, I pray for Ginger, and I think of her often, and I know you do too, and I love her just as much as I used to. Anyway, I love you, and happy birthday.
Well, Brother Kelly, surprise! Didn't tell you this was coming. So we've been working on this, believe it or not, for over 3 years now. So we just want you to know that we love you very, very much. And we all thank you, and we owe a whole lot of gratitude to you. And pray that God will continue to bless you. We look forward to working with you as long as God will allow us to. And just know from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate everything you have done. Love you very much. Okay, here is the man right here, Brother Kelly. So all of you, they're here for you, Brother Kelly. We want to give you your flowers while you're here. We love you. We love you, Brother Kelly. Speech, speech, speech.
I'm absolutely amazed and shocked at how many people I've got fooled. With the exception of Eric's brother. Eric's twin brother, I first met him 20 years ago, and Eric told me, he said, my twin brother's going to be here today. He said, look out for him. I'm going to try to get him in the church. So Eric went and put that ball cap and them teeth in and that outfit on and came up to me, and he said, have you seen my brother Eric? And I said, who is this idiot? And I looked at him, and I don't guess I heard the Eric part. I think he said, who have you seen my brother? And I looked at him, and I said, man, I know this guy from somewhere. That was back on a Thanksgiving. We first began this ministry. There was a lot of poor, hungry people that didn't get a Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner, and we fixed Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. And all the fat cats figured out that they could use that to hustle money, And now the homeless get more Thanksgiving dinners than this just all over town. And they don't get fed every other day. And so that's what we're trying to do. We don't feed on Thanksgiving anymore. We feed every other day. I wish I could tell y'all that I'd been perfect in this last 25 years, but I hadn't. I failed in a lot of things. My foot slipped, I've sinned, I've done things that I shouldn't, but I'm quick to repent, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Anytime you goof in life, get on your knees and go to God in prayer. Tell Him how sorry you are, and it's in our great failures in life sometimes that God is able to humble us and bring us down and lift us up again. And it's a great tribute you've given me today that I don't deserve. I have to tell you that everything that's happened in this church belongs to the glory of God and to His credit, because I could not have done this. There's no way that I could have done this. There's no way that I could have fed the poor for 25 years. There's no way that I could preach the gospel to the whole world and have all these 36 international radio broadcasts going out to all the world. It doesn't make us a penny. Isn't it wonderful that somewhere on earth the gospel is preached for something other than money? I was, how much time we got? What time is it? I was talking to a guy in Nashville, Tennessee, night before last, and he's one of our radio listeners there, and Brother Stein, he's 80-something years old, and he told me, he said, you know, I'm not a member of the Church of Christ, but I've gone to the Church of Christ for over 50 years. He said, y'all are the most correct people according to the Bible that there is, because I visited every denomination. And I said, so were the Pharisees. And that's really the truth. You guys are my fruit in a lot of respects, because I've had the honor of teaching you God's word. And I don't put your faith and trust in me, because my feet's clay and they almost slip a lot. But Christ is perfect, and I'm trying to be perfect like Him. And I'm sorry for my failures, and I stand here and confess them before you and before God, that I wish I'd have been perfect these last 25 years, but I haven't. But I've tried, and I've always dreamed of a Church of Christ that were blacks and whites and rich and poor and free and bond and all the things that we have here, that there's such a thing. And I think we've done something absolutely unique in the brotherhood. I think William will be able to take it to the next step. I'm going to be really truthful with you. I'm not well accepted among the brethren in other churches of Christ. I'm too plain spoken. 50 years ago, I preached at the Tulsa Soul Winning Workshop to 5,000 of the big shots in the Churches of Christ, and told them that I, well, the first time I came to church after getting out of prison, I'd never been so shocked in my whole life. I had nothing but childhood memories of being raised in the church, and my college education that I got while in church, and it wasn't anything like what I expected. The church wasn't anything at all like what I expected. How in the world can three men shepherd 1,000 people? You know, you're overseers and you're not shepherds and you're not pastors. And so I got in real trouble for criticizing the eldership. And I went to the Middle Tennessee Soul Winning Workshop, and the elders there told me that there was going to be 1,000 preachers there that needed to repent and asked me to preach a sermon and help them do that. And I did, and when I got through, the elders said, ma'am, we didn't realize that you were going to do that. I think preachers ought to go to work. I think that there's a rich church that came here, and they told us we're rich, and I said, I'm sorry. And they said, you're sorry? And I said, yeah, because you'll never know the joy of depending on God alone. You'll always depend on your money. And they said, don't you realize what this church could be if we got our money behind it? And I said, just exactly what would that cost us, brother? And of course, it would have cost us God, and God being behind us and God backing us. I ask for your prayers. I ask for God's forgiveness, for your forgiveness, for letting some of you down. I was amazed at the dead that was on that video. How many, Lovey and Steve and James and so many more, brother David, and so many more. And it's an amazing thing. About 25% of the people we baptized die the first year. About 25% of those that are left baptized that die the second year, and about another 25% die the third year. And so we really have a ministry of the perishing. This is like a death row chaplain for you, will you? This will be a great ministry, and I want to ask this church to really get behind him as this mantle passes from me to him. And I'm trying to make it easy for it to pass from me to him, because I believe that God, with all my heart, that God has sent him here to teach us holiness, because I know very little about it. I mean, what do you expect out of a bank robber? I mean, come on, man. You know, I've been a thug and a gangster all my life, and I'm trying to make this change to be like Jesus, too. And I'm just a little ahead of some of you, and I'm way behind William and a lot of other people. And so let's stay on this road to glory. Keep the wagon in the middle of the road. Conquer the earth for Christ. It can be done. God wants it done. God wants the gospel not just preached to the whole world. He wants it preached every hour to the whole world. And so, if not us, who? And if not now, when? And so let's get it done. Thank you for this great honor, because I'm in no wise deserve it. It's really been a mastermind alliance of a bunch of people together, going together and helping from the very beginning, people like Eric and Eddie and our song leaders and all of you that's helped make this possible. No one man can do it. It takes many, many, many. Thank you. I don't know how I'll follow this and preach today. You give me a hard act to follow here, brother. And again, I say, I sure got a lot of people fooled, everybody but Eric's brother.
God bless you all.